Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're at the end of the road for 2025. This is the last show of the year, and we are kicking off the final segment before we go on holiday break. Every Tuesday and Thursday, our Sacramento team drops its newsletter to your inbox, a collection of top stories of the week, but also other treats that capture the spirit and character of being a Sacramentan, profiling local businesses, arts and culture, big events, and historical pieces called local legends. For the holidays, they've also hooked us up with a curated list for shopping and experiences. Cap Radio Communities reporters Keyshawn Davis and Tony Rodriguez are the forces behind our Sacramento newsletter, and they join us now. Hey, you two.
Hey, Vicky.
Hello, Vicky. Thank you for having us on.
All right, well, let's start with the most pressing matter, because for those who are opting into the whole gift-giving season, it is crunch time. The time is dwindling. You both put together a local gift guide to shop local. What spots bubbled up to the top, Tony?
It is that time of the year, Vicky. So I'm sure all the stores are packed with people getting last-minute things for people in their lives. The Sacramento team put together a holiday gift guide for people who want some local inspired ideas or just need some help making stressful shopping decisions a bit easier.
Yeah, and going off what Tony said, we really wanted to highlight, you know, places in Sacramento where you can get a gift for your loved ones or friends. Some of our audience recommended a camera store called Mike's Camera, which is located on J Street. You can get a Fuji camera from there.
Nice.
Polaroid cameras. If you're looking for a new lens, you can go there. Another one recommended some bookstores. So Beers Books, Avid Reader, and East Village. I personally recommended the Real Pie Company that sells, you know, sweet and savory pies. The first time I went there, I bought three pies, a shepherd pie, a sweet potato pie, and a chicken pot pie.
Oh, I love that. Just in time for lunchtime. That's making me hungry. And I've seen like lines going out of the Real Pie Company. So they do some great work there. There's also a wealth of holiday themed outings for people to enjoy. What spots do you two recommend?
Well, in our newsletter, we share fun events every 2 days. And things to do in the Sacramento area. So many of them right now are holiday or winter themed around this time of the year. In our last edition that came out on Tuesday, we shared about a wine tasting and Fab 40s trolley tour. The Christmas lights are up in the neighborhood, and it could be a good way to change up your classic Sacramento tradition. And if you're not in the mood to walk around or need something a little less Christmas, we've told our readers to check out the Dreamland Theater in Midtown. It's a small, intimate theater with only about 20-ish seats. They don't show new box office releases, but you can catch an older film. And I personally think it's a good time of the year to do that. It's going to be rainy next week, and it could be a good way to get out of the house and still stay dry.
Yeah, that's right.
And for me, I did a story last holiday season, and I went around to maybe about five different neighborhoods in the greater Sacramento area and made a guide to where people can go see some holiday lights. Of course, I mentioned the Fab 40s, but I also mentioned, you know, lesser known spots like Pebble Creek in Rockland and my personal favorite, Rockmont Circle in Natomas.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of opportunities to get outside and stay dry, whether indoors or outdoors. So taking a look back at the year, as you mentioned, the Sacramento newsletter drops every Tuesday and Thursday, so that was a lot of newsletters for 2025. What were some of the more memorable profiles and stories that you two have done? Peel back the curtain a little bit and give us a behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah, okay. So this is such a hard question for me because I feel like I've done so many cool things for the newsletter and for Cap Radio. I have a column that I write within the newsletter that comes out once a month. It's called Behind the Mic, where I interview local artists in Sacramento about their artistry, the origins, and their future, you know, asking them questions like, how did you get started? How did you get your name? And, you know, what type of music are you coming out with? One of the most memorable profiles that I did was Dance Gavin Dance, which is a hardcore rock band from Sacramento. They were on tour and they had a stop at Heart Rock Cafe in Wheatland, so I reached out to them for an interview. Not only did they agree to an interview, I was also invited to their show, and it was amazing.
Awesome. How cool.
Another story that I loved covering was the Terra Madre Americas Festival. That event was held at the Convention Center, and it was aimed at educating people about sustainable food and brought together chefs and farmers and food enthusiasts throughout the nation. There was a ton of free food samples that I got to try, and it made me feel like I was at a Super Costco.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. And then, you know, some other noteworthy stories that I got to cover was the A's opening day, Aftershock, and the Tower Bridge dinner.
All right. So from athletics to arts and culture to artist profiles, you got a lot of food, a lot of good food here in Sacramento. That's easy to find. How about you, Tony?
Yeah, well, many of the stories in our newsletter are profile stories on interesting people and projects. We in the newsletter call them local legends. For one of my recent stories, I met a local artist named Sam Mejia, and she's taking upcycling or recycling plastic to a whole nother level. Mejia has some big plans and goals right now. She's trying to collect over 50 pounds of number two plastic to make a kitchen table set entirely out of that recycled plastic. So I'm talking about a whole table and two chairs. Right now, she's in the prototype stage right now. So she's making them on a small scale, but is making it happen. And Mejia is in a local business pitch competition with her idea. So she has a shot of winning money to buy her own storefront, where she has goals to fill the store entirely with products that she made out of recycled plastic.
Good luck to her.
Yeah. And another one of my favorite stories I covered this year was about a futsal soccer court in Midtown that is completely app-based. It's like Uber for soccer. It's pretty neat. Players sign up on an app and join in on pickup games. And I found out about this just by walking by the court one day and hearing people shouting as they played. It's pretty high energy. And when I went out there to cover it, players there told me it's a good way to build community and get some exercise. And it's right on the corner of 18th and L. And it's nothing like you've seen in the area. It really looks like an urban court you would see in Latin America. It's really fun to watch.
All right. So you profile some, you know, visionaries here in Sacramento, local entrepreneurs breaking a sweat while building community. But you also go pretty heavy on local government too, Tony.
Yeah. Many of our stories are local government focused. We're tracking city and county happenings for you in the newsletter and at Cap Radio. One story that I followed and reported on this year was the Sacramento City Council voting to ban camping in front of City Hall. The ban effectively barred people from sleeping in and around the building, which had been done for years. Many of the residents who stayed there told me in my reporting that it was a public safe space for them. And before and after the ban, I spoke to unhoused residents who sleep outside of the building about how it would impact them, and to the council about their decision-making process. So we really had some range in our Sacramento topics this year for our newsletter.
Yeah, you absolutely did. Well, a la Spotify Wrapped. I don't know if both of you have Spotify, but I've been seeing it like on social media. Everyone has their Wrapped playlist, myself included. Y'all are also putting together a wrap of top Sacramento newsletters of the year and stories. What are some of the pieces that readers gravitated most towards? I mean, any specifics or just some general themes and topics?
Yeah, so how this came about, we kind of discussed at the start of December to do like a top 10 stories of the year. But when Spotify Wrapped came out, I was like, you know, we should create something like that. We have weekly meetings all the time where we talk about analytics to learn what our audience is interested in. So as a team, we discussed how many total clicks we had, our most popular section, which is events, and one of our most engaging stories. One was the Banana Festival that I wrote about. So you guys are in for some surprises.
Remind us what the Banana Festival was. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a 14th annual Banana Festival that that happens at Land Park every year. It's a place where people can go and get, you know, banana-themed drinks, banana food, just anything that has to do with banana. Yeah, like wine and beer garden as well.
Wow.
As special banana cocktails.
Who would have thought bananas are so versatile?
Right.
bananas for everyone and in any type or I guess any beverage or eat it. So, Tony, if someone isn't familiar with, you know, the Wrapped and how that all works, you know, just give us a little explainer.
Yeah. So if you're not on these music streaming services like Apple or Spotify, those two streaming services put out a yearly recap based on your listening habits. So we did our best at recreating that in some ways, but with our own newsletter spin. So If you're an avid Sacramento reader, we're hoping we get a laugh or two out of you, or you learned about your reading habits.
All right, so when will the Sacramento newsletter Wrapped release?
Yeah, the audience will be able to see the Sacramento Wrapped on our next Tuesday email drop. I would also like to give a shout out to our Cap Radio student assistant, Ruth Finch, who created the cool graphics for the Wrapped that you'll be able to see.
Yay, Ruth. And Ruth is also a recent graduate of Sacramento State, which is awesome. So congratulations to Ruth. We love our student assistants here at Cap Radio. How was it to curate this Wrapped list? I know that people are going to see it next week. It must have been a lot of fun for the both of you to maybe just take a trip back on memory lane. You know, our news cycle can be so like relentless. We're always running and gunning, but you actually got to take some time to pause and reflect on all that you've covered this year.
Yeah. To see some of the stories that maybe we didn't think were going to be so engaged with, and they were, is fun to see. Like the Banana Festival. We definitely like the Banana Festival, but we didn't know you guys liked it that much. So those things are really neat to see what people engage with, and it helps us understand what people want to see out of our newsletter. So, we're really looking forward to putting it out, and people, we hope people like it.
Yeah, Key, what does it mean to you that you get so much engagement on the stories that you go out and report on?
It makes me feel good. You know, you never know what people would like to know about. So me being able to go out there and people, gravitate so much towards my stories, it makes me feel good as a reporter, and makes me feel like I'm doing my job as a community reporter.
Yeah, communities reporters, you know, in bold and underlined, you know, you live in the communities that you report on. So in the spirit of community, you also accept tips, you accept story ideas from people in and around Sacramento. So if someone is listening, they want to pitch a story, what is the Sacramento team looking for?
We do take pitches and ideas. We really want to hear from you. So, yeah, some of our best stories have come from readers who say, I want to learn more about this, or someone telling us, check out this interesting local project. The upcycled plastic story I did was actually from a local tip.
Nice.
So, yes, please, please engage with us and send us your ideas. It really helps us know what you're looking for.
They don't go out into a void. You read every tip and pitch that comes your way.
We do.
We do, yeah. Like I mentioned, we do our analytics all the time. So a part of our analytics are, you know, hearing about some story pitches. And, you know, at the bottom of every newsletter that we have, we send out a link to offer feedback or share a story idea. So we really encourage people to click it and let us know what they are passionate about.
Well, Key and Tony, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you,
Ricky.
That is Cap Radio Communities reporters Keyshawn Davis and Tony Rodriguez. They are the forces behind our Sacramento newsletter, which drops every Tuesday and Thursday. You can sign up at capradio.org or on today's Insight show page. That is it for Insight today and for 2025. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Andrew Garcia, senior producer Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. That's a wrap for 2025. We'll catch you back here Monday, January 5th, 2026. Talk soon.